Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church in Thurso podcast. Today is the 18th of November 2018, and I'm Andrew Tate, the pastor at Highland Christian Church. We have been looking at the subject of grace. Grace is a very wide-ranging term, and it means God's whole activity towards man, but you can split it up, and that's what we've been doing over the last 3 weeks, to look at the specific aspects of grace. Last week, we looked at the fact that grace is a gift. It's given free of charge by God. It's His favor, love, and compassion given to us, which we haven't earned. This week, we are looking at another aspect of grace, so let's dive straight into the content. Have you ever felt powerless or weak? Have you ever had a low moment? Have you ever said to yourself, I can't take anymore, I can't change, I can't help, I can't do this, I can't anything? And God's grace is for you. There is an aspect of God's grace which is God's power and strength in my life. And this grace, this type of grace, is for your low moment. And even for your good moments as well. It can bring you success. But it's grace to get through God's power and His strength in our lives. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 33, it says, with great power the apostles continue to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive forgiveness of sins. All we need to do is put our trust in Jesus. It's not something that we earn, but it's a gift that we're given, and we receive it by faith. On that day, in that moment, our sins are forgiven, and we also receive God's grace, God's power in us to live the way that He's called us to live. And so what is this grace, this power and strength? What is it the power and strength to do? So we've broken that down into three key areas today. And the first we can find in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It says here, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people, not just some people, but all people, any who will put their trust in Jesus. It teaches, this is God's grace, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So grace is God's power and strength to change. The Christian life is a life of change. We are a work in progress. At the moment in our church, we're doing building work, and it's a work in progress. And so we as individuals and as a church together are a work in progress. We are in a process, and God's grace helps us. It empowers us and gives us the strength to go through the change that He's called us to go through. It says here that grace it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. And so grace teaches us to change and become victorious. The Bible says, he who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. So, you know, on that very day when you came to Jesus Christ and you said yes to Jesus, you put your trust in Him for the very first time, you entered into a process and God will complete it. He gives us the grace to change. The second area in which grace helps us is He gives us the grace or the power and the strength for helping. We can find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. This is the Apostle Paul talking. He says, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Paul was having to prove his authority and his authenticity to some people. And so he gives a bit of his track record, and he talks about how hard he's worked for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then he says this strange thing. He says, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. God gives us grace. God gives us power and strength to help. He gives us power and strength to serve. He gives us the power and strength to do what he's called us to do. And Paul didn't take the credit for all the good that he had done. He says, it's the grace of God that was with me. The grace of God working in me caused me to do all of these things. And maybe you feel lacking. Maybe you feel like God is calling you to do something, but you feel unprepared, that you don't have the resources in you, but God's grace is in you. And when you ask him, he will give you more grace to achieve whatever it is that he's called you to do. The third thing, that area of grace that we're talking about, is the grace or the power and strength to endure. If we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 7 to 10, now this is the same writer, Paul the Apostle. He's received these amazing revelations from God. And then he says this: therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Wow, this is an amazing few verses here that really flips around the idea that weaknesses and insults and difficulties and hardships are bad things. Paul says that he's given such a great revelations that God gave him something called a thorn in his flesh. Now, no one knows what this thorn in Paul's flesh is, whether it's like a literal thing, a more physical thing, or a spiritual thing. No one knows what it is, but it obviously gave him a very, very difficult time. And he called on God, and God said that his grace is sufficient for you, that in your time of weakness, God will bring his strength. Paul said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And it's in our hard times, that our difficult times, that when we really, really find that the deep desire to get strength from God. And grace is God's power and strength to endure and you know, to go through these difficulties. So how can we get this grace? God gives us grace on the day of salvation, but also it's something that we should pray for. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us boldly come before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God's actual throne, where he sits, he calls the throne of grace, the place that we can come boldly before and request grace, request the strength and the power to endure in time of need. All we need to do is ask, to ask God to give us the strength, to ask God to give us the ability to get through and to endure whatever it is that he's called us to endure. So what do we do? What is our responsibility? God has given us this grace. What do we do with it? Well, we need to understand that we've been blessed with grace and recognize that other people are in the grace process too. And we should extend grace, undeserved favor, kindness, and compassion to all people. And maybe you struggle with being gracious. I am not a naturally very gracious person. And so, you know, you can go to God and say, look, God, give me the grace to deal with this person. Give me the grace to be compassionate and kind to this person. And you know what? I'm a person who needs grace. Many people over the years have given me grace and kindness when I didn't deserve it. And I have determined in my heart to be the kind of person who will go and do that for other people. As God has graced us, let us be gracious to other people. And we finished off this morning by looking at a lady called Annie J. Flint and her biopic. And she was a lady who went through a lot of hardship in her life. And she wrote a beautiful hymn It's about 150 years old, that talks about the grace that she found as going through difficulties. And so I posted that on Facebook and you can have a look at that. Let's just pray before we finish today. Father, I thank you that you are the God who gives grace. You give us undeserved power and strength to help us get through in times of difficulty, to help us be of service and to help us to change. Lord, I pray that you would grace every listener today who's tuning into this, everyone tuned into this podcast. Lord, grace them, bless them, cause them to live as you've called them to live and to step into every blessing that you have for them. Father, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. I will see you next week for Grace Part 3. Bye now.